Hey everyone, welcome to a very special edition of the Retro Gamers Podcast. It's E3 2021. Larry here.
And Anthony here.
Anthony, where the hell are you?
Well, I kind of told you that I was moving, right?
So you did. You weren't here last week, so
I wasn't there last week because I was in the middle of the move, and it kind of took me a while to get where I'm at. So here I am.
Clearly took you a while. Was there a space bridge involved?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, there was a temple with some time controls in it, and you know, I don't know.
Fair enough. Well, are you all settled down now? Is it comfortable where you are?
It's comfortable. It's nice out. You know, the sun is setting. You know, check out my new digs.
That's yours. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I moved in.
Okay, very good. Is the whole place yours, or are you subletting it?
No. I'm just subletting a wing. So, yeah. There's some royalty that like wants the rest of it to themselves. So
between that and probably random battles that just happen on the foyer or something.
Well, you know, when you move into a new place and they immediately give you a sword and shield, it makes you wonder.
Awesome. So this week we are here, Anthony. Again, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to the show. That. Oh, always happy to have you because it is your show.
That's right. It is my show. You're just here for the ride.
How dare you? E3 2021 is upon us. Actually, it's coming gone. And we're here to talk about, we're actually going to deep dive a little bit more this week. Last week, I kind of just gave like kind of my thoughts of early E3. Mm-hmm. Last week was before Nintendo did its press conference, if you will, or its direct. Right. And some other news that dropped between then and now that has me questioning my life that we'll get into a little bit later.
I just thought you questioned your life, you know, normally.
Normally, yes, yeah. But now more than ever, and you'll hear why in a little bit.
I usually schedule it for like, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It's a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit of an update, because I know some people have reached out to me from last week. I was talking about how I've fallen back in love with the Genesis.
Yes,
you and the Sega CD.
Ooh,
very and nice. Because now I have them hooked up, the analog Genesis hooks right into the Sega CD.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's amazing, and it's works like a charm. Turns out though, and I never realized this from the day. I don't know if you remember this happening. You can actually initialize the RAM, the internal RAM of the Sega CD, and I guess sometimes you'd have to, like if you run out of memory or something, or I guess if you leave it unplugged for, I don't know, what, 25, 30 years at this point?
A few.
The battery might die. So I'm gonna bring it back to Game On. They're going to replace the battery, just make it easy, make life easy. I'm getting the RAM cart, but I definitely want to thank you to everyone who reached out, saying like, yeah, just change the battery. You know, just replace it. It's all good to go. I am not unscrewing anything on any of these machines. I do not need to get electrocuted.
No. Although that would be entertaining if you did it live. Not live stream.
It's like when I'm watching dinosaurs and the baby Sinclair hit the meteor. He's such a hot, getting shocked.
I think that would be really cool. I think you'd get a lot of views.
Oh, I'm sure I would. Trust me. When, you know, pain and suffering. Trust me.
It's like, what are you willing to do for the good of this podcast?
A lot. So, I mean, my wallet takes a beating every week.
That's very true. And every week I enjoy needling you for it.
So let's now get into a little bit more, though, with E3, able to sit down, actually watch it. We'll talk about Nintendo in a moment, because that's really hasn't been discussed yet here on this show. First of all, your thoughts overall on the presentations from what you saw on the first ever all digital E3?
Well, you know, from what I saw, I thought there was definitely some really good presentations for a good number of games. I think Sony hit it out of the park. They did the best job out of everybody. Oh, wait, no, they didn't show up, did they?
So not only did Sony not show up, that's one thing. Well, do you quote unquote show up in a virtual setting? But yeah, they didn't have a state of play or nothing.
No, they just decided we're going to skip. We're all good. And it's kind of suspicious. I don't know why. Like they've got to have a plan, right? Something's got to be coming out of this. Unless they really didn't have that much to show. And if that's the case, then, you know, between that and their PS5, you know, stock issues, they might be in trouble a little bit.
It could be. I mean, I don't, and we'll talk about it. I kind of feel like the presentations, actually short of Nintendo, were a little, nothing really wowed me. Nothing really was like, blew my mind, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is coming out. I don't know if that's because I'm showing my age or they just wasn't any games to be had really. Like some of the ones that you were talking about, some of the ones that caught your eye that are not Nintendo, because we're going to talk about Nintendo in a little bit.
All right. So I won't talk about Nintendo, but I will. There were obviously, since there was no Sony, a lot of the games that were shown were PC and Xbox based, and in a lot of cases, Xbox exclusive. And when I saw some of these trailers, it actually kind of got me excited about getting an Xbox again, which I haven't, which I honestly haven't been since the 360. You know, I got an Xbox One and I didn't really play it all that much because PS4 just had everything I wanted to play. But now looking at some of these games on Xbox, I was like, ooh, I was like, this is interesting. And even PC, I saw some PC games where I'm like, I would buy this game. I would definitely buy this game. So, just to go through, like, I actually made a list of the ones, of the trailers that I saw that I thought were kind of interesting. And the first one that I saw was Marvel dipping into the video game world again. With, you know, they did the Avengers game, which was kind of mixed reviews for that. I still haven't played it.
Yeah, neither have I. And I have it for the PS4, so we can play that.
I haven't even bought it yet.
Oh, I thought you did.
Okay. Yeah, no, you know, there were so many times where I had it in my cart and I just skipped it. I don't know why, but I think it was just because I was playing other stuff. So
fair enough.
I was like, all right, I'm trying to get into a habit of like, don't buy games right on release, because usually I have a 1 to 2 year backlog. Perfect example, like the remakes of Resident Evil 2 and 3. I bought both of those at launch and I've yet to play either. You know,
and they always end up dropping in price very quickly.
Exactly. So that's why I just kind of hold off.
I do the same thing. Point. Yeah.
So again, like Avengers was kind of mixed reviews type of thing, but now Marvel released a trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, that looked good.
It looked like a lot of fun. It really did. It captured the characters. The characters seem to play really well, like to their Marvel counterparts or even the film, you know, obviously since the film made these characters well known. I thought they did a good job with that. The overall the gameplay looked interesting, although there wasn't a whole lot of it. A lot of it was really cutscene oriented.
Yeah.
But the little bit of gameplay, I'm like, okay, I go, you know, it looks like your standard action fare kind of game.
Yeah.
But obviously because it's Marvel, I'm assuming, you know, they're going to rely heavily on the story. So.
Oh yeah, and with these games, like Marvel Avengers and Guardians, they're not based on the movies, because if you look at the character designs, they're based on the comics, which I think is a good idea.
No. It's a great idea, because you want to stray away from the movies, because I think you run the risk of, you know, obviously people being like, that kind of looks like, you know, Chris Pratt, but not really, because they couldn't. It's kind of what they had with the Avengers. Like when everybody saw Captain America and they're like, well, that doesn't look like Chris Evans, because people understand it wasn't supposed to. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I thought the trailer looked really good. I'm curious to see more before the game drops, and the game releases October 26th of this year.
Okay. All right.
So, and again, I didn't write down which systems.
As far as I know, a game like that, I think, is coming out for almost everything. It will be available on Switch as a cloud version.
Oh, interesting. Yes. It's going to be available PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. So this one's covering the gamut. So whatever system you play on, it's there. Okay, so that was the first one I saw that was interesting. Couple others that I thought that I liked. There was one called Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origin.
Yes, this I was a little confused at, because when I first heard the rumors of them doing Final Fantasy Origins, like, you're thinking, or I thought, oh sweet, they're gonna remake like the first game.
Yeah,
but I think they kind of are, but it's not It's weird. It's taking like a different turn.
Yeah.
Maybe you can explain it. I didn't get it.
No. That's exactly what it is to me too. I don't know. I didn't get a sense of where they're precisely going with it, because from what I read online, it's not exactly a Final Fantasy One prequel or type of thing.
It's set in the world.
Yeah, it's set in the world of Final Fantasy One, but they didn't really, like, it wasn't absolutely clear. So so I'm waiting for more information on it. However, the trailer and the look of the game and everything like that looks a lot like Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yes.
And for that alone, I mean, I'm already ready to buy this game, because Final Fantasy VII Remake was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So Stranger Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin trailer looked really good. This one's going to be available on everything as well next year. So that's a 2022 release.
Did you see the other Final Fantasy game that they announced? That's for PC and mobile.
No.
So if you do want your fix of the original six games, they are going to re-release Final Fantasy Pixel Collection, I think they're calling it. Ooh. And it is the first six games. They're being sold individually. It's not in a collection. But they're going to be sold individually on PC and mobile. So not on home consoles, or at least not yet.
Okay.
I find it interesting they're going mobile.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting, actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, worth looking into. I've always wanted to go back and play the other Final Fantasies, because I started with 7.
Okay.
I didn't play the first 6. So I've always wanted to go back and play them. But obviously, it's like, got to invest time. So,
very daunting, yes.
Yeah, it is a daunting affair. Daunting affair. Okay, so other ones for E3. I have a whole list here of other games I'm skipping over.
Yeah, yeah.
We can circle back to. There's a game coming out. This is Xbox exclusive again.
World exclusive.
Yeah.
That's all you hear every 5 minutes.
Yeah. Because that
you know, I
know. they made big moves to make sure that they can get some exclusive games. You know, did they buy Bethesda?
I don't know if they bought Bethesda, because they did. They did a co-presentation with Bethesda.
Yeah,
they might have. I don't remember.
There's some type of deal with them in Bethesda, no question. But this one's actually made by Arkane Studios, and it's called Redfall. Did you see the trailer for this one?
Yes, I did.
So this is for the Xbox and PC, no PlayStation, no Switch. It's coming in summer of 2022, and it's an open world 1-4 player vampire shooter.
Oh man, yes.
So it's like, I'm assuming, like a Left 4 Dead type of game, but
that's what I got it. That's the feeling I got from it, because you know when they announced Back 4 Blood back in December. And everyone flipped out, like it's essentially Left 4 Dead 3 in essence. I think kind of like how the Battle Royale mode started taking off with all the games. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to see a few, because there's another game, I can't remember the title, but I think there's another game that was announced that has a very Left 4 Dead feel to it. That's not Back 4 Blood or Redfall.
No, I wonder if I had that on my list.
I can't remember the name, but Redfall looked really cool, a bit futuristic,
A bit futuristic. The four characters definitely had some powers of some kind that they can use also, which was interesting, because I'm like, okay, cool little twist. So I'm curious about the story behind the game. Like, you know, what is this? To your point, it does seem a little futuristic, obviously, where society is breaking down because vampires are trying to take over. So I thought that one was really interesting.
Okay.
Also exclusive to Xbox. Whenever it's exclusive to Xbox, it's also available on PC. So I don't know if you can call that.
It's Microsoft.
Exactly. But it's, it's Microsoft exclusive.
Yeah.
And this one really interests me. And I'm sad to see that it's not available on PlayStation. It's called Somerville.
Yes.
And this is a game made by the creator of Inside. Okay. And Inside is similar to Limbo. And I've played both of those games. They're like a puzzle game, but they're kind of like a simple 2D side-scrolling kind of thing. Absolutely love them. They don't take very long to complete, like maybe an hour and a half-ish.
Oh, wow. Kind of okay.
But they're just what they do with the simplicity in these games is absolutely stunning. They're just beautiful games. And so when I saw that the creator of Inside was making this, I was all in before I even saw the trailer because I love the other two. Watching the trailer of it, I want to play this game right now. It's coming out next year, 2022. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a console launch exclusive, and it's going to be a day one Game Pass game.
That's what they're pushing as well. Microsoft definitely pushing the Game Pass, which is basically a subscription. I think it's $15 a month. Mm-hmm. You get access to all these games. Back for Blood is going to be day one. Halo Infinite will be day one. And I just don't know. I would do that. I just don't know if you get the full 4K capability. I got to look into it a little bit more.
Well, it all comes down to your internet connection too. So like I would
I meant literally, are they offering it in 4K?
Oh, got it.
Because PlayStation Now, it's not always the highest resolution. So.
Well, it's going to depend on that, and also again, it comes down to is your internet speed fast enough to handle it too?
Better be. I'd pay for it.
Well, no, I know you pay for it, but I'm saying not everybody pays for it. So,
for it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see about that. So, Somerville, definitely on the list. I wanted to bring this one up only because it's been a long time since we've heard. A game being released in this series, but Metal Slug Tactics.
Yes. I talked about that very briefly. I mentioned it. That was announced at the Summer Game Fest, which also that aired about a week before or the weekend before E3. I love tactic games. Shining Force is the first one I know of, and one of the best.
That's my
one
favorite. And I've yet to find another one to play except, and I have it on my list, Final Fantasy Tactics.
Which I owned. I didn't get far into it only because I just never invested the time. But another game that plays really good. When I heard Metal Slug, I was like, oh, sweet, a new one. Mm-hmm. And then when they went Tactics, I was like, ooh, okay. Yes. Because there's been like 10 or 12 Metal Slugs. Great series. Don't get me wrong. A very fun series that does not take itself seriously. But yes. I think the game itself will lend itself to a tactics type gameplay. And I'm definitely jacked for that one. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. So that one was interesting. However, right now it's only going to be available on PC.
Oh, really? That I did not know. Okay. Yeah.
Right now only PC. So something to keep in mind.
Boom.
I think this is the other game that you were talking about, Larry, that was that you were comparing to Left 4 Dead.
Okay.
The Anacrusis.
It's
a co-op shooter game. It looks very Left 4 Dead like.
Yes.
It's also Xbox exclusive, and it'll be on Game Pass as well, coming out fall of 2021.
Yes, that sounds familiar. So yeah, I think this is going to be the new multiplayer type way to go. Is these four player co-ops Left 4 Dead like gaming.
Just co-op games just taking over basically.
And speaking of which, they did announce that Back 4 Blood, since we've been talking about Left 4 Dead type games, Back 4 Blood will be cross-platform, so you don't have to get an Xbox to play.
Nice.
So we can play, because I already have it ordered on Xbox.
Isn't that supposed to come out like this summer?
It was supposed to come out in June. They pushed it to October.
Okay.
Yeah. So, which is going to be here before we know it. So that's cross-platform and cross something else they said. I forgot what the other thing was.
Cross-platform, that game's cross-dressing.
that's PUBG. That's Player Unknown Battleground. The more I see, and to talk about Back 4 Blood, because they did show some gameplay, more gameplay and everything. The more I see of this game, the more I'm so stoked for it. And the more I remember how much we hated each other after playing multiple levels of Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2.
Yes. Turning on each other in that game was just fun.
I cannot wait to do it again. Even though really only one person did it.
That's true. But we all need to do it this time.
So that's going to be pretty cool. All right. You know, if I may, just to mention a couple games on my side, the ones that stuck out for me.
I have three more. You finish. Oh, oh. You, but you switch, yeah. Or do you want me to finish?
Go with your three. Yeah.
Okay. Three more. This one's going to be released on PC in 2022. You know how much I love my horror games.
Oh yeah.
So this was the one horror game or horror-esque game that stuck out to me. Okay. It's called Immortality. And basically it's a narrative driven mystery about an actress that goes missing. She films like three movies that never get released and then she disappears.
Sounds like everyone in Van Nuys.
Well, but we know where they disappeared to.
Oh, you
know?
Fair enough.
Yeah, the adult industry. But the interesting thing about this one that I saw, like the trailer kind of plays like a movie trailer. They don't show any gameplay or anything like that. But the writing team that's on it, like they actually reached out and got a writing team straight out of Hollywood. So like the writing team includes writers from Queen's Gambit, if you saw that on Netflix. Mr. Robot, and a collaborator, David Lynch, not David Lynch, but a collaborator of David Lynch's.
Interesting.
Who did Wild at Heart and Lost Highway. So
interesting.
That immediately piqued my interest when I saw the writing team on it. Mm-hmm. So I definitely want to check out Immortality. Again, it's only PC, but I still think it's worth checking out.
Yeah.
Last two I'm going to throw at you are... these are some indie games that were announced.
Okay.
These really quickly here. There they are. I actually wrote everything down this time. I'm just trying to find the trailers because they have, you know, like they have information. Okay, so the first one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is called Behind the Frame: The Finest Scenery. It's only coming out on the PC, but it's a puzzle game. But the graphics for it are what really, really like struck me because it looks like a game straight out of Studio Ghibli.
Oh, wow.
And if you're a Studio Ghibli fan, which I am, so for those of you who don't know, like Studio Ghibli's like My Neighbor Totoro, Howl's Moving Castle, Kiki's Delivery Service.
Anime.
Yeah, you know, Spirited Away.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all Studio Ghibli films. So just looking at this game, like immediately as soon as like I started the trailer, I'm like, oh, this thing is beautiful, like absolutely stunning. And it's a puzzle game, which again, right through my, runs right through me. I love puzzle games. And it has, it says it's like people are saying, or at least from the reviews, like it could be like a room escape kind of puzzle things.
Oh, okay.
Some mystery involved and stuff like that. But just look at the trailer for this one. It just from the visuals alone, like I want to play through it. So Behind the Frame, The Finest Scenery.
Okay.
So that looked really cool. And then this other one, which I think Larry, this will be interesting for you specifically or for us, I should say, because it's got a very retro look to it.
Oh, I like that.
It is a horror game though.
I don't like that.
I know. So it's called Walk.
I don't like this. I don't even like that word.
Right. It's called Walk. It's a Kickstarter. Yeah. It's going to be on Kickstarter sometime this year.
Okay.
But it's a horror game that takes place in a Japanese suburb.
Oh, good Lord.
And it's the goal of the game is a little girl is just trying to get home from school. And there's this dark spirit type thing coming after her. And basically... You have to get home before this thing kills you.
Jesus. Okay.
It looks like a found footage kind of game, which is interesting too. So it's almost like as you walk through it, it's like camera switch. So it's almost like maybe it looks almost like, oh, that's a security camera from somewhere, or that's a camera in an alley type of thing. So it's just very interesting and different and unique. And the most unique part about it is the developers of this game were very inspired by PlayStation, by the original PlayStation, and they wanted to create something PlayStation 1 like.
Interesting.
So when you watch the trailer, it looks like a PlayStation 1 game.
I will definitely check that out.
And that's what's really cool about it. So, and again, it's just this poor little Japanese girl trying to get home without getting destroyed.
By a monster.
Exactly. And yet they even show the girl like kind of in the trailer, like getting ripped in half.
Oh, there you go. All right.
So, you know, but again, PlayStation PlayStation 1 graphic.
Right of course. Now, you know, of course. So not very today. Pixelated.
So, I mean, polygons. Exactly. So, and it looks like a puzzle. You know, there's some puzzles involved and stuff like that. So the developers are Kazumi Studios.
Okay.
And again, it's headed to Kickstarter this year. There is a demo available online. I definitely want to check that out. So that was the last one I wanted to bring up. But really, really interesting games.
Very interesting games, especially on Xbox. Flight Simulator. You didn't mention Flight Simulator.
I must have missed that one.
That's going to be. Well, we've already seen videos of it.
I was going to say that one was already announced. You fly planes. Okay, real time. True. Yay. I don't have time to do those things.
That's what I was saying. Like, actually, you do get set it and forget it.
Exactly.
A couple of games. Because I'm going to be honest. You know, Nintendo really brought it home for me. But some of the games I'm looking forward to that are, or at least not Nintendo exclusive, Evil Dead the game. They showed a little bit more gameplay of that. That is almost feeling like I can't tell if it's a Left 4 Dead or a Dead by Daylight feel game to it.
Okay.
I forget that, but I love the fact that it's spanning all three, not only the three movies, but the show.
Yes.
So you
which
got
I
elements.
Haven't seen yet.
I saw maybe half of the first season till I lost Stars. I got to go back and I think it's on Netflix. And it was great. Don't get me wrong. It was amazing. Xena's in it, the warrior princess.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, so it spans everything, which I love. And then they finally showed actually in the trailer for E3, they showed for the first time Evil Ash from Army of Darkness.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. So Evil Dead the game I'm looking forward to. And Dungeons and Dragons Dark Alliance.
Yep.
Just that feel of Baldur's Gate, which is a Dark Alliance, which is currently available.
Yeah.
So that and Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance, really not much to it. It's been out there. It plays like Baldur's Gate. The game's fantastic. But one I saw, which I thought about getting it once before, but I might pick it up now because I don't know. I'm in my 40s and I have nothing to do. The new Rocksmith Plus.
Oh.
It's going to be coming out. It looks like it's going to be PC exclusive, even though I thought I saw something for PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Okay. But with this, it's going to be a subscription based. Oh. Now, if you're not familiar with Rocksmith, think Rock Band, but you use a real guitar, an actual guitar. The first game came with an adapter. You plugged into the PlayStation. You plugged into the Xbox. This one, you do not need an adapter. In fact, you can use your phone as the microphone, and it'll transmit to the game.
Cool.
And giant library of music that's not just rock and roll. And just the different methods of learning how to play. And basically you can learn from scratch to play an entire song on the guitar. And I just thought it was kind of cool to see that. And now it's a lot easier to get to use.
Oh, that's
because
really cool.
You can use your cell phone and everything.
I once tried to learn how to play guitar. It didn't go well.
So did I, because I'm a lefty and the teacher did not want to teach me because I was a lefty.
No, I tried to self-teach and it worked badly. I was always meant for the piano, I thought. So,
I always wanted to do drums. That was my
just bang on keys or drums too. Bang me on stuff. Much better.
All right. So that was basically a lot of the good stuff outside of this past Tuesday, or at least a week ago from when this dropped. Because then we got the E3 Nintendo Direct.
Yes, we
that
did.
That had every rumor under the sun ready to go, where Nintendo was like, this is software only. No hardware. They kind of lied, but no hardware.
No, they totally
No announcement of the Nintendo, whatever they're going to call it, Pro or whatever.
Yeah, Switch Pro, Switch 2.
Switch whatever. Pro, that's what I meant. But the lineup, by God, looks fantastic.
I know, and I may pick up my Switch again.
The amount of games I already pre-ordered for the Switch, because on the eShop, you can pre-order them, but they don't charge you till a week prior.
Right.
And what we said before, where like we don't buy day one, let it drop in price. first party Nintendo games do not drop in price.
I was just gonna
at
say,
least not
Nintendo,
that often.
No, Nintendo starts dropping prices like maybe a year later, and when they drop them, it's like $10.
It really is. It's like, yeah, it's so little. Let's talk about the first one. For the first game, first 2D version of this game in 19 years, Metroid Dread.
The trailer was great.
I immediately texted our friend Rich. Yep. I'm like, you got to check this out. And he just kind of responded with like a head emoji, like blowing up.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to play this game though, because my anxiety level will be off the roof. Worse than Resident Evil 2 Nemesis.
Three. Well, I was just about to say, if that's the case, then live stream it, please.
Because you got these robots called Emmys that, at least in the beginning of the game, are indestructible. And they are constantly chasing you down.
Yep.
I do not need that in my life.
Well, I mean, that's the point of a video game, though. They give you a challenge. So
this is true. Okay. Metroid Dread, though, looks fantastic.
Yep.
When they started to announce it, I'm like, oh, Metroid Prime 4. Kick that out the window. But then it said Metroid 5. And I'm sitting there like the entire time going, what the hell was Metroid 4?
Yeah.
Then I kind of pieced it together. It's, you know, it's Metroid, Metroid 2, Super Metroid, and then Metroid Fusion was 4. And Fusion was amazing.
Yeah, I heard it was amazing. The Metroid series is the series that's always escaped me. Like, I played the first one and beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly can't tell you if I beat it with the perfect
code or not. Oh, I got you. I got you. You didn't get her in her Samus in her bikini?
I don't know if I ever got her in her bikini. And that was really it for me with Metroid. I never played the other Metroids.
I've never played Super Metroid, which is probably one of the best games, period. Yeah.
I started it on the SNES Classic.
Mm-hmm. And me too, actually.
Like, I literally played like for half an hour and I said, ooh, this is cool. I'll go back to it. I haven't, of course.
My infamous story of Metroid Fusion, which was on the Game Boy Advance. You can download it on the Wii U. And I loved it. I played all the way. I got to the end boss and then the stupid memory card just crapped out on me. Yeah. And I never went back to it.
As memory cards do.
It just hurts. But this one, though, Metroid Dread, just looks phenomenal. It looks like it's going to play phenomenal. And it's old school Metroid while we patiently wait for Metroid Prime 4.
Nice. And see, in Metroid Prime, because it was first person, I never got into it. I couldn't.
Yeah, I figured that.
First person games never worked for me.
Mm-hmm. But definitely, if you have, once you rehook up your Wii U, download Metroid Fusion. I gotta take this one out. That's why I'm talking weird. So I can hear myself. Download Metroid Fusion. It's just, the game's phenomenal.
Oh, wait, you mean if I take my headphones off, I won't hear you anymore?
No, shut up.
What? Oh, God.
Exactly.
That is so much better. That is so much better.
That's why I always wear one phone off the ear, because I need that like outside noise.
Yeah, you're like a singer on American Idol.
Maybe. What else was announced? They announced the newest member to the Super Smash Brothers Ultimate in a trailer, which I actually mistaken for a different game that we're going to talk about in a moment. Tekken's Kazuya enters the Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Arena. A very powerful video of him with Ganon, or Ganondorf, actually. Yeah. Like a dead Ganondorf, just throws him off the cliff. I think he did it with Samus. He did it with a couple other players. And then they go through the trailer. Did you watch it? Did you see that?
No, I did not see that one.
So that's how it starts, right? Him throwing all these characters off an edge, off a cliff. And as he throws them off, I guess he's getting more powerful. I never really played Tekken, so I don't know
It's been a long time since I played Tekken.
And then they go through the gameplay. They show some of the move sets. There'll be a separate Super Smash Brothers, as they normally do, like direct later on, that specifically talk about him. And then as the trailer ends, he has Kirby, and he's got Kirby, and Kirby's like kicking, and he throws. I thought he's gonna punt him, but he just throws him off, throws Kirby off the cliff. He looks down, and in the background, you see Kirby just fly away. So Kirby survived.
That's good.
Super Smash Brothers Ultimate is kind of proving the fact that you can kind of get away with just releasing the one game and have good DLC and keep adding to it, and it's still a great game.
Well, they have a lot, and they have a lot of ground to make up for, since like there was a lot of Fire Emblem that was, you know, characters that were pissing people off for a while.
I think that was just Nintendo just dipping into their, you know, well when they couldn't get anywhere else.
Dipping into their library. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, a couple games I want to talk about that are getting re-releases with some upgrades. First of all, Advanced Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp. These are two games that were originally on the game, but the 20-year-old, the Game Boy Advance. Mm. And I remember myself and our friend Tim, when we both got the Game Boy Advance, and we both got Advanced Wars. I think we actually hooked up, we linked up, and we played multiplayer. It's a tactics-like game, basically. Mm-hmm. We were talking about earlier, with some great animation, and they jacked up the animation on this, which is good. And the other one, because I've never played really any of the games in the series, but I've always wanted to, they're re-releasing, and this I think is going to be for all the platforms, the first three Super Monkey Balls in a compilation, Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania.
Nice.
So it'll be the first three games. I didn't realize how many games were in that series, because they kind of went through all.
Oh, yeah, there have been a bunch of Super Monkey Balls.
Oh, there's a lot of them. This will be the first three that they're re-releasing. Okay. Cool. Also coming to Switch, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Ah, better late than never.
Yep, heading to this. Yeah, that's the only thing that annoyed me on that one.
Already own it.
Heading there. And then another kind of a quick shout out, because this one reminds me of the very first game that I bought on the N64. I remember when I bought Cruisin' USA on the N64.
Yes.
They will be releasing Cruisin' Blast, which I think is the most recent arcade version of the game.
Nice.
That's going to be first time Cruisin' series has been released in a long time.
I remember I played Cruisin' in the arcade only, but it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, Cruisin' USA I had at home. I may have even had Cruisin' World, now that I think about it. It was just a good straightforward racer, nothing fancy to it. Pure arcade. They had some other games that Nintendo was announcing that, again, are across basically all platforms. Like Life is Strange is coming to Nintendo Switch.
Nice.
Guardians of the Galaxy, like I mentioned, update to Doom Eternal, Two Point Campus from Sega, which is a series, apparently, that's a really good series. They've had a couple other games.
Wait, Two Point Campus?
It's called Two Point. They had Two Point Hospital.
Two Point Hospital, I know, because I'm waiting for that to go on sale so I can buy it.
Oh, well, Two Point Campus is coming out next year.
Okay.
Yeah. Worms Rumble.
Are you building Are you building a college campus?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So, quick games like that. But it's Nintendo. So let's get into the Nintendo games that they announced.
The heavy hitters
are finally coming back. One I want to mention first is the WarioWare. Get it together.
Yeah, I saw that.
Have you ever played any of the WarioWare games?
I think I played one once, like on one of your handhelds.
Okay.
I have no idea which one.
Mostly on handhelds. There was a game on, there was that weird game on the Wii. You had to shake a lot and you just had to keep shaking the remote. That was a weird one. There was a whole SNL skit about it, actually.
Nice.
But, the WarioWare series is just these micro mini games, one after another. Mm-hmm. And the series has been a little bit dormant for a little while. So it's making its return on the Switch, which is going to be really good. A lot of unlockables, some different gameplay.
And that's coming soon, September 10th.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of the Nintendo games are coming out very soon.
Yep.
For the first time in the series, as far as I know, the first time in the series, two-player in WarioWare.
Yes, I do remember that from the trailer.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fun one. Mario Party Superstars. Let's stop and talk about this.
Yes. Very excited about this one.
So basically, Mario Party Superstars is... I thought it was going to be new DLC for Super Mario Party.
Yep.
But it's a whole separate game with five retro levels, boards from the N64 era. So
yep.
Mario Party 1 through 3.
Correct.
They've definitely, of course, they jacked up the graphics and everything. over 100 mini games.
Yep.
Making their return.
Over 100 mini games returning from previous.
Yes. Yep.
Mario Party.
That's what I meant. Yep. Yeah, from previous games. And they've purposely went out and said that all mini games will be button compatible.
Yes.
So your poor palms can you know, you don't have to rest.
You don't have to spin the joystick repeatedly.
Not like it used to be. No. I mean the pain and suffering that we went through back then.
Oh, the blisters.
Especially from the first game.
The first game I remember, it was awful. It really was.
So this is gonna be a party because Super Mario Party was fantastic.
Yep, and not only and also Superstars will be online play.
Yes, well. Right, straight out of the box will be online playable. And they've even talked about there's this one level that's getting some news. I don't know if you saw this. It's getting some press, not bad press, actually good press. It was, I don't remember, I think it was from the first Mario Party game. It was a level where you're on different colored mushrooms and, Toad will hold up a color.
Mushroom mix up, yeah.
Yeah, he holds up a color, that mushroom drops, you got to get off it to go somewhere else. Well, now when they redesigned the graphics, and no one really honestly knows whether it was done intentionally or just a happy coincidence, but now it's kind of that game and probably some other games are colorblind friendly, I guess you can call it, because the graphics on the mushrooms are all different. So you don't have to go just by color. So they still haven't figured out, though, if it was done on purpose or not.
Yeah. Well, just, smart on their part. I'm assuming that it was done on purpose.
So Mario Party Superstars will be, I don't have the release dates, I apologize. But like Anthony said, they're all going to be available this year.
Superstars releases October 29th of this year.
There we go.
Yep.
Make sure you get it.
Yep.
Everybody gets it. And
also circling back, Metroid Dread is October 8th.
Okay.
So a lot of stuff, in the fall.
Yep. Like I said, I got them all pre-ordered. I can't wait. So I start forgetting I have them on pre-order.
Yep. And then all of a sudden it's like, what did I just spend $70 on?
So with this Nintendo E3 Direct, of course, everyone was dying to hear about The Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
And hear about news about Legend of Zelda.
Yes, me more and than everybody else.
Basically, right? The producer, I think, of Legend of Zelda even came on. And he announced, Skyward Sword HD is getting ready to come out very shortly.
Yes.
And then he comes out and he goes, this is the 35th anniversary of The Legend of Zelda. Other than what we're about to show you now, there will be no other games planned and no other fanfare or festivals to occur. So with that, say goodbye to the 35th anniversary of The Legend of Zelda.
That was just a silver arrow to my heart.
Now, do you think they did that because... either A, look, they just came off of Super Mario Brothers. How long are we going to keep partying or whatever? You know what I mean? And two, let's face facts. Between Zelda and Mario, or Link and Mario, Mario's their go-to. That's Nintendo. So if you're going to celebrate anyone, you got to celebrate the plumber.
Well, I would like to think that, I agree with you. I think it was Mario that was going to be the focus. And again, when you get to the fives, I don't think they're as big. Like 25 is big.
Oh, I got you talking about it. Yeah.
But like I would expect them to do something for 40.
Okay.
If they don't, then I'm gonna go fly to Japan and talk to them. I'm not gonna lie, I was a bit disappointed. I really was disappointed because I was looking forward to some type of fanfare with it. But at least they didn't ignore it completely.
So, correct. And we're gonna talk about it in the moment. But let me ask you this: Were you? I don't want to say expecting a game, but what did you have your heart set on something like a 3D remake of something, or something like kind of what we got with Super Mario 64, Sunshine, and Galaxy?
Oh yeah, no. I wanted an Ocarina and Majora's Mask update for sure for Switch.
All right.
I think that would have been worthy of the 35th anniversary for sure.
All right. So we're not getting that, but we are getting some kind of cool, which you hoped for when the Super Mario Brothers version came out.
I did.
We are getting it. Yes. So we are getting a Legend of Zelda Game & Watch.
Yes. And not only are we getting it, it's playing more than one game, which makes me very happy.
Yes, it's playing actually four games. So you get the original Legend of Zelda in all its glory. You get the very crappy Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link. And then you get the Game Boy version, the original Game Boy version, not even the color version, but the original Game Boy version of Link's Awakening.
Yep.
And on top of that, because it's Game & Watch, they throw in the Game & Watch game Vermin, mm-hmm. with Link as the starring role. And that's a very good game. Actually, Vermin's very fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's a cool little thing to have for the anniversary. And I did pre-order it right before we recorded today.
Very good. Very good. Yes. Yeah, it's like $50, I think.
Exactly. And for that works. That works for me. Will I ever take it out of the box? Probably not.
Listen, that's fine. You know, that's one of those. Trust me. The Super Mario Brothers ones are still available today. So even if you wanted to buy a second one to play and keep one in the box.
And I might just do that. But right now, like, the pre-orders for this one are running out. So I'm glad I grabbed it now.
Because
again, this could also be one of those things where Nintendo just makes a certain number and that's it.
Well, that's what it said about Super Mario. And again, it's available everywhere.
Right, and that's the thing. I think they just kept making the Mario one. I worry they won't do that with Zelda.
I was kind of, when they said there was three games, I was actually expecting not the Game Boy Link's Awakening. I was expecting Zelda 3, but I'm kind of happy they threw Link's Awakening on it.
No, you couldn't put, you're talking about Link to the Past?
Yeah, I call it Zelda 3.
Yeah, I was going to say Link to the Past wouldn't go on a Game & Watch because Game & Watch only has two buttons.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of it like that. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. So then Game Boy version is perfect. Well, they could have omitted the Game Boy version altogether. So I'm happy because, I've said it, Link's Awakening on the original Game Boy. The Switch version was awesome.
Yeah.
But it's still a different feel and different gameplay on the Game Boy version. And that Zelda game, I will put up against almost any game, period. That's how good it is, Link's Awakening.
I'll take your word for it.
And then, of course, it'll have... it has like the watch features and the countdown features and stuff, which actually are interactive, which is pretty cool. A little more than what they did with Super Mario Brothers. So, the Game & Watch. So we'll look out for that. That comes out in November.
Yep.
And then they showed
November 12th, I believe.
Okay, cool. And then they finally showed, we got some gameplay, not much info, but we got gameplay of the tentatively titled The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2.
Yes.
And your thoughts?
Gimme.
Fair enough. All right. There you go, folks. Have a good night.
Gimme now. How about that? Is that better? No, I mean, this trailer, like, there have been rumors for Breath of the Wild 2 for a while, and they had a teaser not too long ago. I don't know if it was last year or E3.
They announced they're working on it, and then I think they just had like a 5 seconds something or other. Like, I feel like I remember like Zelda and Link, but that was about it.
Well, they showed Zelda and Link, and then they showed the castle rising up out of the ground, and that was it. It was like a very short teaser. Mm-hmm. So we knew there was something Breath of the Wild related that was coming, but they didn't say more than that. Now we actually got more of a trailer. And again, the trailer doesn't give anything away. It really doesn't. So there is an image of Zelda like falling into the abyss, like an abyss of some kind, and that's really it. Bottom line is, again, it's the stunning graphics from Breath of the Wild, the original Breath of the Wild game. I'm assuming since it's set in there, I'm guessing it may be again like that open world type of play that you got in the last one. I'm curious to see if you're going to carry over, like do you carry everything over to this one? We'll see. all in all, they didn't really have to show me much to get me to buy in. I'm already in, because Breath of the Wild, one of the best games, period, in my opinion. Absolutely loved it start to finish. There's a reason why I put 110 hours into it. It's because I was traveling at the time. But still, absolutely wonderful experience. Looking forward to the sequel. And if you are curious, or if you're not too sure, watch the trailer and see what you think. I mean, it's going to be more of what you got from Breath of the Wild.
Well, a little bit more, because they showed now, not only is it all ground level, but there's going to be a lot happening up in the air as well.
Yes. Yeah. Because, the castle isn't the only thing I think that's elevated off of the ground. Yeah.
But if you notice, I was gonna say, if you notice in the trailer though, there was a part where when Link was getting up to one of these levels, sky levels or whatever.
Yeah.
And he kind of like went through the floor. Like, yes. He was, yeah, that I thought was a little weird. Obviously, we don't know what that's about. We'll learn as we get closer to release.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't know. Link can phase through things now. I don't know. But yeah, we'll find out. But again, it looks absolutely looks beautiful. I'm definitely all in. Cannot wait. I'm curious to see. There is some type of teleport system. I'm
really yeah.
About that. Yep. Yeah. But I'm also curious to see, because a lot of people have been talking about this, and there were rumors about this. Is Zelda going to be a playable character in this one?
Interesting.
Because a lot of people have been saying, when is Zelda going to become a playable character in one of these adventures? So I'm curious to see if that actually happens.
And with this game coming out in 2022, I might actually have a shot at playing and beating and completing, maybe not beating, but completing Breath of the Wild. I have it. I haven't played a lot into it.
Oh,
so now I might.
You're truly missing out. I highly recommend you jump into that game. Right. It's so great.
I think I'll just erase my save and start from scratch.
Do it.
So, take it from there. All right. So Nintendo, in my opinion, basically was saved the weekend. I'm not saying it was the hero that we all needed, but definitely on a, in my opinion, a bit of a slow E3. Nintendo definitely came in and saved the day for me. What are your thoughts on that? Like, who kind of won E3?
Well, to be honest with you, it's I can't pick a winner because it all depends on preference. Like, if you're if you're a big Nintendo player like I am and you are, like, Nintendo won the weekend for sure, or won E3 for sure. But when you look at the library that Microsoft unveiled for the Xbox, it's incredibly impressive. Like, I went through some of the games that were interesting to me. The ones that I didn't even go through were the ones based on franchises I don't play, but I know are powerhouses, just to run them through really quickly. The Outer Worlds 2, sequel to The Outer Worlds on Xbox. Tiny Tina's Wonderland, which is a spin-off from the Borderlands series. Death Stranding is getting a director's cut.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
You know, Forza Horizon 5. Big racing franchise. A Plague Tale Requiem, which is coming to Xbox Pass, which is a sequel to A Plague Tale Innocence.
Okay.
Jurassic World Evolution 2, which is going to be a park building game. You build your own Jurassic Park.
Oh, is that what that was? All right. Yeah. I read it that wrong. Okay.
You know, so there are a lot of heavy hitters coming out for Microsoft. So I don't want to pick a winner because it depends on which console you play. It really does come down to that. I personally lean to Nintendo because even, you know, after listing all of these games, the Nintendo games are the ones I'm probably going to wind up buying first. So,
fair enough. Yeah. So that's a PC answer from Anthony. I say Nintendo destroyed everyone.
Exactly. Nope. See, I am going to be the politician of the two of us. Please vote for me.
All right. Two other things I want to talk about. First of all, Arcade 1UP, as usual, have some wonderful announcements. Yes. They announced, of course, now the pre-sale dates. I thought these were already released, but not yet. The pre-sale date, I think, is July 15th, if I'm not mistaken, for the X-Men 4-player arcade machine.
I want that so badly, but right now I have nowhere to put it. Although, the wing in my castle should be able to.
That is true. Right? Yeah. You know, there's been a weird walking, land-roving octopus that's been around behind you for a little while.
Oh, yeah. That's Dave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's good. He's good. He's all good.
Don't worry about Dave.
Don't worry about Dave.
So the X-Men arcade machine looks fantastic. They announced, which actually, I kind of hate to say it, I like this arcade a little more than one. The Class of 81 Ms. Pac-Man Galaga, which is more actually in tune with the arcade machines that later came out.
Exactly. I remember that one more than I remember Ms. Pac-Man itself. Yeah,
me too. And it's Wi-Fi, so it's a lot easier to update than what I have to do. Mm-hmm. Take the back off and find a PC and plug it in.
Well, then I'm glad I didn't buy it yet.
They announced the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Turtles in Time cabinet. So they've done this a couple of times. They did it with Dragon's Lair and Space Ace, where it's basically the same games. You can just get a different cabinet. Mm-hmm. And so they've already released the TMNT what we'll call the arcade game, that cabinet with that artwork. So now they're releasing the Turtles in Time artwork. And I don't know if you saw a picture of it. I do not remember the TMNT Turtles in Time artwork on the cabinet. It looks creepy. It looks weird. I don't know why anyone would want that version, but it's out there now. And it'll have both Turtles in Time and, again, Turtles, the arcade game on there.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. I don't remember it. I honestly don't remember it, the artwork.
Then they announced Street Fighter II, a big blue cabinet, which is basically a literally big blue cabinet with 15 games in them, previously released before. And then there was a game that was announced, some fanfare. I can't find it now anywhere on the website of Arcade1Up. So I don't know if they pulled it for a reason or whether it's licensing, which I hope not, or maybe just let's hold off on it for a little while. Mm-hmm. But they showed for a hot minute for the 30th anniversary of it, the Simpsons arcade game.
Yes, I remember you telling me about that.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, awesome. Needs to happen. No question. But they pulled it?
I'm not saying they pulled it, but I just, it's not in their E3 lineup. And when you went to the E3 portal, it's not really in their list anymore.
Well, is it because they announced it previously?
No. This would have been, so I learned of it when we had the media exclusive. Folks, we're now media. To get into E3 a little early.
Barely.
Trust me. I think someone hit the button by accident with us.
Yeah, they were like, wait, didn't we tell these guys no?
So when I went in, Arcade1Up was the only booth that was up and running, and that's where I saw the arcade cabinet. I'm like, holy cow, that's when I texted you. And then I learned what the embargo meant. I said, don't talk about it until this date. But now it's just really not even on that page anymore. So I think they're maybe just saving it for later. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what for, but I really hope they end up releasing it. Even though I heard it's going to be kind of pricey for two games, the rumor is $600.
Whoa.
Now that is because you're paying for the name, The Simpsons. But it is a very iconic cabinet, and in some ways, it's kind of worth it. It does come with Simpsons bowling, so there will be a trackball in there as well. Mm-hmm. But I just hope nothing went wrong with it. I just hope they're able to still do it, but maybe they're holding it off for something special.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, it could be one of those things where maybe there's a delay or something. Yeah.
Maybe. I hope so. Yeah. All right. And then some other crappy company announced some stuff.
Yes. And you know what? I think we should we really should take a moment to point out that, you know, that one of my favorite places to shop, and one of Larry's favorite places to shop, although he admits that he doesn't like it. He says he doesn't like it, but he still buys stuff from there.
One game.
We'll talk about that in a second. But Limited Run Games announced their full lineup at E3 for this year. And it is solid. Solid enough, Larry, that I believe you have purchased a game.
Well, not yet, but... It is a Sophie's choice. So they announced, I mean, just some of the handful of games that they're doing.
Can it be Indecent Proposal? I would give you $1 million to sleep with Limited Run Games.
Even that, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Some of the physical releases we're getting, The Takeover, Skatebird, the River City Girls series, Retromania Wrestling, the Shantae series, which is a series from the Game Boy Advance, which is actually a really good game. It's a side scroller.
Very cool.
Just actually available right now, Ghoul Patrol and Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yes, some physical releases. I pre-ordered.
Very good. Very good.
I did order that. I love Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and I've never played Ghoul Patrol, so that was a no-brainer.
And Double Dragon stuff. And then two games that caught my eye. One is they're releasing the Contra Anniversary Collection. Much like they released the Castlevania Collection. Now, this is the same collection that's available digitally. So I already have a digital copy that came out like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. Why would I wait? But
what does it come with?
Limited. Oh, no one knows yet. No, nothing's been officially announced what it comes with. But
Okay.
If it's anything like the Castlevania collection, limited run, I've always said this, and you have to admit, I've always said this, limited run does a really good job with these special editions and these like fun add-ons and stuff.
Oh yeah, no question about that.
So I don't know if I'm going to get Contra. But okay. Then, and I learned about this because a friend of mine texted me, and he goes, boy, of all the news at E3, who knew you would hear about a brand new TurboGrafx CD game? And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I looked into it, and I simply wrote back to him, no! Because somehow, hell froze over, and Limited Run got the rights to print Castlevania Rondo of Blood for the original Turbo Duo. And it will play on the original Turbo Duo or whenever Analog releases their Duo system.
Yeah.
And for the first time on its original hardware, the game will be available in English.
So, to sum up, Larry's going to be purchasing Rondo of Blood for the Turbo Duo from Limited Run Games. And none of this asking me or any other friend to order it and then you buy it from us. None of that garbage.
I already started planting that seed.
Nope. Not happening. Not happening. I'm going to actually post that. I'm going to post that online to make sure nobody does that for you. You must purchase it yourself. Until it falls out of your cart.
No, what? See, you ruined it for me. I was about to say something nice to Limited Run, and then you reminded me why they're a bunch of jerks. I was going to say, with Zombies Ate My Neighbors and with Ghoul Patrol, again, with the collections that they have, the really cool original Super Nintendo versions or Genesis versions, different colored carts. Looking back at its history, I didn't realize that they were releasing Night Trap and Corpse Killer on Sega CD and Sega CD 32X.
Yeah.
Although it was just available for the new systems at the time before they screwed me. So the more I was looking into it and the more I see this list, and now that I have these systems, I have all these analog systems that play these original games.
Yep.
I kind of thought to myself, you know what? Maybe I can look into, maybe I will open the door. I will open the door of friendship to these rat bastards at Limited Run. And I will allow them, maybe, an opportunity for us to talk. I will open dialogue. That's what it is. Dialogue will be had. Because I got to have Rondo of Blood.
No, you have
on CD.
Yep, so you're going to buy it. And I'm going to love the fact that you bought it. It's going to make me so happy.
I'm curious to see what the add-ons will be. And what the tchotchkes will be all about, especially also with Contra.
Yes.
So,
I mean, and that's what it comes down to, because Limited Run puts together really nice packages so that you could just buy the game itself if you want to, or you can buy, you know, comes with a steelbook or a poster and keychain and all kinds of stuff. So kudos to Limited Run Game. Love you guys. Thank you very much. Larry, sorry, buddy. You're spending money.
We'll see. Maybe it's available. You know, sometimes it can maybe be available somewhere else. We'll see.
No, it's only available there.
Folks, the world has changed at this point. I've said it.
The world has changed. I moved.
That is very true.
Yes.
So, all right. With that being said, though, E3 2021 is in the books.
Yep.
If you can pick one game that you're looking forward to.
Besides the obvious. Okay. Besides Breath of the Wild 2, because I would obviously say that.
Did you say Diablo 2 Resurrection? Okay.
Diablo 2 Resurrection. No. I'll be honest with you. Of all the ones that really, really stuck out to me, I'm looking forward to something new. And I want to see Behind the Frame, the Finest Scenery.
Okay.
That Studio Ghibli style game. Mm-hmm. Because I'm kind of getting into a mode where I want something different.
Okay.
And
this one's
got a very different look to it. And I like unique. I mean, and it seems unique to me. So that's the one. What about you?
Unique New York. I'm actually, of all the games I'm looking forward to most is Metroid Dread.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I just really looking forward to it. It was a toss between that or Diablo 2 Resurrection, all joking aside. And even that, Diablo 2, I'm fighting between what system to get it for, because the add-on for Diablo 3 versus the 4K and 120 frames per rate, stuff like that. But right now, Metroid Dread, I'm definitely looking forward to. Cannot wait to buy it. I'll order the Amiibo. Curious to know how the Amiibo will affect the game. They usually do good stuff with them, and they look sweet. So, yeah, for me, it's Metroid Dread.
Very cool.
And with that, Ant, I think we'll call this special edition good to go.
I think so. We talked about it enough.
Excellent. And where can they find us?
And you guys can find us on Facebook.com/RetroGamersPodcast, on Instagram at RetroGamersPodcast, on Twitter at RetroGamersPod. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can watch us on YouTube and IGTV. And if you want to email us, email@theretrogamers.com.
Yes. And with that, we're going to call it a day. Ant, enjoy your castle. I mean, I don't know how long does it take to clean something like that.
Oh, no. Well, that's what Dave does.
Oh, that's what Dave does. Okay.
Yeah, Dave is like my mate.
Okay, fair enough. Awesome.
Yeah, you should see him when he wears the outfit.
I'd rather not. And with that, we will catch you everywhere next week on the Retro Gamers Podcast.